your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. 6:47 on a Wednesday evening in the Capital City. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, with child abuse reported 80,000 times a year. It's a problem that is far from being resolved. To talk about the destruction that child abuse causes and how adults who have been abused come to terms with the trauma, I'm joined by Laurel Hall. She's a former educator who herself is a survivor of abuse and the author of the book Providence. You can find her online at laurelhallbooks.com. Laurel, thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael.
You know, it seems that we're all now very aware of child abuse and the harm that it causes. Do you think that as a country we are becoming more enlightened on the issue and now handle abuse cases in a better way?
I think, yes, that we are becoming more enlightened. However, I don't think people want to talk about it. When I gave my brother, for example, a copy of the book I wrote, Providence, He could not respond to me. He said, "I've read your book." That's all he could say. And, you know, "I didn't realize it was that bad for you," or whatever he could have said. You know, that people just don't want to talk about child abuse, especially sexual abuse.
How do you think families really should handle and approach these very painful and uncomfortable situations that sometimes may be kind of murky and unclear?
Well, if your child has not been sexually abused, I think it's important for the parents to teach their children to respect their bodies. And if somebody tries to touch them or do something to them in a way that they are uncomfortable, to say no, that they are capable of saying no and leaving. And I think also good communications.
I want to ask you about your experience. You said that you gave this your book to your brother. He was a bit speechless. Was he aware of the abuse in any way at the time?
No, he was not. He was an infant.
I see. If you could then give me a sense of the story. When did the abuse you experienced begin, and when did you begin to confront the abuse you were going through?
The abuse started when I was 4 years old by a gang of neighborhood boys. I lived in a home that was physically and emotionally abusive. I was afraid of my parents. And when it started, I was afraid to tell them because it was all my fault. And my dad had this great big old razor strap that he used to strap us with, even before I was 4 years old. So I was very well familiar with it, as was the neighborhood. Everyone knew that he strapped the children. And the abuse continued for 4 years. But I found that I enjoyed the attention of the boys, and afterwards even the sex, as a little girl like that, and because I had no attention at home.
Now, did your parents at some point realize what was happening? Did you tell somebody, an adult?
I never told a soul. As a matter of fact, the reason the abuse stopped is because we moved. My parents bought a farm many miles away, and that's what ended the abuse.
I'm talking to Laurel.
And I never told them.
I see. I'm talking to Laurel Hall, former educator, the author of the book Providence. She's online at laurelhallbooks.com. So tell me, what happens then if you don't talk about the abuse, you move to a new location? How did you process what happened as you were growing up?
I think that the sexual abuse had a crippling effect on my social development. First of all, I was filled with this overwhelming guilt and shame, and it was all my fault. And I developed personality disorders of all kinds. It was difficult for me, as I'm married, to have a loving relationship, because back going back to your childhood, love and sex and love get all confused in your mind. And even going to a doctor and having them examine your body puts a sexual slant on it. You're afraid, oh, I wonder if this doctor is going to do what those boys did.
How old were you when you began then to approach the your abuse in a straightforward way, and began, when did you begin to share your experience with others?
Oh, when I was 73 years old. It took a long time. I went through therapy after I married. My husband got me to go to therapy, and I was in therapy for 15 years. And it really, recovery from this is a process. And for me, there were six steps. I had, first of all, the therapy, and I think that's crucial, that you have to tell somebody, and not just a friend, but you need to tell somebody who is trained that can help you deal with these issues.
Why would you say you waited so long, and why didn't you maybe begin pursuing therapy at in your 40s or 30s, perhaps?
Well, I started my therapy in my 20s. At 21, but it just, you know, the shame that you feel, the guilt. If you haven't experienced the abuse, you can never understand what a victim is going through. And they feel it is all their fault. And, you know, they feel that if they tell somebody, they would be repulsed by them. And as it was, carrying this dark secret in my heart, I had no friends growing up. It was a very lonely existence.
I see. Do you believe that if you do pursue therapy and begin to look at the abuse, that as an adult you can come to terms and put the experience somewhat behind you?
Yes, I do. I think if you have a loving family, that if you can go to your mom and dad and talk with them, you know, that would be wonderful. But many children that are abused can't do that. Because I think that a loving home has the greatest impact on a child's life. And that if a child doesn't have a loving home and doesn't get the attention he needs, he can fall victim to predators so easily.
And the key you're saying is for a parent to make sure they're openly communicating with their child to avoid the child being potentially abused.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Communication is very important, and the child needs to feel wanted and loved at home.
When you look back, just about a minute left, when you look back at your experience, are you angry at your abusers still?
No. As I said, I went through six steps, and the next to the last step was forgiveness. And when I was able to forgive my abusers, the chains of hate and hostility and anger that had bound me so tightly finally broke away. And I was able to forgive my parents, forgive myself, realize I wasn't to blame. You know, it's just been a wonderful feeling. And then writing the book was a catharsis. You know, just living it all over and just telling the story without the hate and the anger.
Letting it out. Well, it's a very painful subject, one that happens against tens of thousands of times every year. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and that is why we are discussing it tonight. Laurel Hall, former educator. She is an abuse survivor and the author of the book Providence. Find her online at laurelhallbooks.com. Laurel, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael.
We will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.